How does, or in what ways does climate change alter the distribution of water?
Well, what happens is when you have climate change, you actually have a change in temperature regimes, and those changes in temperature regimes vary across location. But one of the changes, one of the places that really has a lot of change are the high latitudes, particularly the high Arctic, has had a marked increase in temperature, and this marked increase in temperature is changing the Atlantic Ocean temperature. It has a major factor in both the reduction of sea ice as well as the thickness of sea ice. And we have found out that we've been able to trace back the sources of water using what are known as stable isotopes. And every element has an isotope, and the nucleus consists of neutrons and protons, and the number of protons is always the same, but the number of neutrons can vary. So we have precipitation, and obviously precipitation is hydrogen 2 plus oxygen, and the hydrogen can add another neutron, making it heavier, and oxygen can add 2 neutrons, making it heavier. So we actually can look at the type of precipitation that's coming from these sources, and we were very fortunate that at Hubbard Brook, that over time there's an archive of samples. So over the last over 40 years, there are samples of all kinds of different materials, wood, vegetation, and one of the samples that they have are precipitation samples. So what we've done is gone in and taken subsampled out of the archive and looked at the long-term water isotopic record. And that water isotopic record, we were able to look at what's causing the changes and the slopes, and have shown that there's been a shift, particularly in the winter, to storms coming from the Arctic. And everybody's heard about the polar vortex. Well, the reason the polar vortex is getting such, is moving further south, is it's actually becoming weaker, because as the temperature in the Arctic becomes warmer and warmer, the vortex itself becomes less tightly held, so therefore it starts dipping down into areas including the northeastern part of the United States, which has caused some pretty major weather phenomenon, including very cold temperatures, and it's also affecting the actual distribution of precipitation.
Now, what is the fallout of climate change altering the water cycle for us?
Well, the idea is that if you're changing the water cycle, and it can change it, you can actually have increased water, you can have lower amounts of water, but let's just focus on the northeastern part of the United States. What's happening is that because of climate change, we're getting actually more precipitation, particularly in the winter, but a higher proportion of that precipitation is coming in as rain and not as snow. So we actually have a decrease in the size of the snowpack, and we actually have the period of the snowpacks becoming less, and the timing of the major snowpack melt is occurring earlier in the years. And this obviously has impacts on anything to do with water, including, you know, how water sources are stored, where do they come from. And, of course, living organisms are dependent upon the cycle of water. So if you were an organism that was dependent upon a high flow rate at a certain time of the year, and that time of the year had changed, it could mean that certain things become out of synchrony. Like you might have aquatic insects that all of a sudden come out of arise much earlier and come into the atmosphere earlier, but might have had the bird population is more tuned into what things are like in an older time. So if they came in, their food resources would be reduced. And there's various types of evidence of how this changing type of climate phenomena, and including temperature and moisture together, can cause some major issues.
Now, stepping back from maybe the Northeast a bit and looking more nationally or even globally, how would you summarize what the climate change altering the water cycle? What could that mean for humans?
Sure. Well, obviously, climate change has two major parts. One is temperature, And temperature affects everything in terms of growing of crops, the length of growing seasons. And then you have water as well. And obviously, water is probably the most precious resource on the planet Earth. And there's a significant number of people within on the Earth that don't have access to water, and particularly do not have access to potable water. So we have to be concerned if climate change is affecting water supplies, what's going to happen in the future? How is it going to affect people that are highly dependent upon water? And, of course, one of the factors that's been discussed a lot is, for instance, rising ocean level, which is a function of temperature, but also could be a function of also precipitation inputs as well. So, and rising ocean level can lead to inundation of areas that were not previously inundated. Also makes it more likely that major storms such as hurricanes will do more damage because of the water being higher, will go further inland. So, and we have evidence of, it looks like both the size of storms, the length of storms is increasing in certain areas of the world. And it's hard to necessarily say, well, that's global climate change is doing that. But it is consistent with the idea that as global climate change continues, that there's going to be an increase in the duration, frequency, and intensity of storms. And that is not going to be good for the inhabitants of our planet.